Hello friends, do you have compassion fatigue? Having once desired to serve others and be a blessing to those around you, no longer desire the same thing, rather you feel burnt out and empty. In Song of Solomon 1 verse 6 it says, "They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept." I believe the one reason for why we feel empty, why we feel burnt out, is because we haven't taken care of our own vineyards. And so there's good news, a far better and a more sustainable way in going forward, and it's found in the second verse of Song of Solomon. It says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine." What began this love affair and what sustains us through the journey is these 10 words, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." And so before serving others, allowing Christ to serve you, before loving on them, allowing him to love on you. And so in John 13, there's a story of Jesus, the King, the Master, stooping down to wash his disciples' feet. And so right at the end of that passage, Jesus says, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Servanthood begins with, "as I have done to you." Can I repeat that? Servanthood begins with, "as I have done to you." And so could Jesus be encouraging you today? Allow me first. Allow me to love on you before you love on others. Allow me to wash your feet before you wash others' feet. Allow me to serve you before you serve others. It's this way that we are going to be sustainable and that we are going to be able to serve others with a full and with a whole heart. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.